President Bush is celebrating his first major legislative victory. By a vote of 230 to 198, the House passed the president's tax cut, a key measure on which he campaigned. During the election, candidate Bush, as a self-described compassionate conservative, promised not only a different kind of Republican agenda, but also a new style of governing, one that would change the tone in Washington, uniting instead of dividing the parties. Yesterday's vote was largely along party lines. Only 10 Democrats voted for the tax cut. The president's budget and tax proposals have sparked a new debate about just what compassionate conservatism is and is not. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
In his first speech to Congress, George Bush made it clear that he had no intention of abandoning the themes he campaigned on. In the fundamental debate over the size and role of government, Mr. Bush proclaimed that he was right in the center.
Year after year in Washington, budget debates seem to come down to an old, tired argument. On one side, those who want more government, regardless of the cost. On the other, those who want less government, regardless of the need. We should leave those arguments to the last century and chart a different course.
President Bush's words were intended to make his programs appealing to both sides of the aisle. But so far, Mr. Bush's brand of compassionate conservative fiscal policy has received more applause from the right. Activist Grover Norquist, the head of Americans for Tax Reform, says that after listening to the president's speech and reading his budget, it's clear that compassionate conservatism is, well, conservative.
George Bush's budget, his tax reduction, his reforms in Medicare and Social Security, the construction of the Strategic Defense Initiative, at one point, these are all a continuation of Ronald Reagan's vision.
On the other side of the political spectrum, Democratic Congressman Barney Frank says compassionate conservatism is an oxymoron. To Frank, Mr. Bush's rhetoric is compassionate, but his budget is not.
The compassion part apparently means that you promise to support a number of specific programs that are very needed for society. The conservative part means that you don't fund them.
Frank says that other than education, which does get a boost in funding, the president's tax cut is so big that it crowds out other programs Mr. Bush says he supports. Frank points to cuts in environmental and housing programs and to the president's prescription drug program, which would only cover people making less than $17,000 a year. Vin Weber, a former Republican member of Congress, says that's the wrong way to understand compassionate conservatism.
Most of my friends on the left in Congress and commentators outside tend to measure compassion only in terms of dollars. And so they see a fiscally austere budget in many regards, and they say that simply belies the whole contention that there's compassion in this budget. Okay, that's fair from their perspective, but you really have to look at the structure of the programs that the president's proposing as well and be fair and say there is a different approach here. There are some other things that are being suggested, whether it's the president's education initiative or his initiative involving faith-based charities. These are new ideas that, if they work, probably will merit more funding in the years ahead.
Mr. Bush's budget and tax package wasn't crafted to appeal to liberal Democrats like Barney Frank, of course, but it was supposed to win over conservative Democrats. So far, that hasn't happened. Yesterday in the House, only a handful of the so-called Blue Dog Democrats voted yes. These conservative Democrats objected to the Bush tax cut because they felt it was too big and it didn't leave enough room for debt reduction. But they also were angry that the tax package was rushed through the Ways and Means Committee and the full House. These Democrats say the president is betraying the most important promise of his campaign, to govern as a uniter, not a divider.
Compassionate conservatism is not trying to run a major tax bill through the House without any bipartisanship support, without consulting with Democrats, bringing them into the room to sit down and negotiate what would be the right size and the right distribution of the tax benefits.
Louisiana Senator John Breaux is just the kind of conservative Democrat Mr. Bush wants on his side. You could say John Breaux is George Bush's favorite Democrat. He was offered a job in the administration, and the president has praised Breaux's proposals on Medicare and Social Security. But Breaux thinks the Republican tactics will make it harder for the president to put together bipartisan coalitions on other issues in the future, like education and Medicare.
When we go to meetings with him, he's charming, he's good to be with. You enjoy talking with him about the issues, and I think he talks very much in terms of being bipartisan. But again, what I've seen with the way they're handling the tax bill in the House doesn't indicate that that rhetoric is being carried out in the day-to-day operations of their legislative package.
Finn Weber says he understands Democrats' frustration. He served in Congress when Republicans were the minority. But Weber says the president's strategy makes sense.
It's a tough call. He does have a united Republican Party in the House behind this tax proposal right now. And you can argue, well, maybe he should have talked to Democrats and prolonged the process. But that might have given an opportunity to the opponents of his tax cut to erode his Republican support, too. At the end of the day, a win is a win, and the core element of his tax cut is now passed out, and you can take it to the next step.
As one White House official put it, the most important thing was to show we can get things done and to create a sense of momentum for the president's program. In the Senate, where the Democrats have 50 seats and much more leverage, there will, by necessity, be more compromise. But Vin Weber says it was unrealistic to think that compassionate conservatism meant some kind of coalition government with the Democrats.
I think it's naive to think that in a government as closely divided between the parties as this one is, that there was ever going to be the lion lying down with the lamb. I mean, this is a competitive political town. And Democrats correctly look at the divisions in the Congress and say, we've got a chance to take the Congress in 2 years. And Republicans equally credibly say, we have to fight hard, but we have a chance to maintain control of the Congress in 2 years. And in a political system such as ours, that calculation is going to affect every decision that's made.
In poll after poll, voters say they hate partisan bickering. They like it when both parties work together to get things done. But as the first major legislative debate of the Bush administration shows, there are limits to how much the tone in Washington can be changed. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.